The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today, January the 6th, marks a special day in Irish tradition with the celebration of the Twelfth Night, Little Christmas, or Women's Christmas, or Nullag na Mann. Now, to guide us through the history, the tradition, and the significance of Nullag na Mann, we're joined by Julie Ní Bhualainn, the Dingle Druid. Julie, good morning.
Bennethy Sela, Nullag na Mann, Pat. How are you in beautiful Dingle?
I'm grand. How are things with you with snow, ice, and other vicissitudes?
Well, we were sorely disappointed yesterday morning. There was no snow outside the door, but the snow, the mountains, Mount Brandon, the mountains are snow-capped, but not where we are. But it's visually beautiful.
Nice to go out for a brisk walk today, I suspect, given that the women have nothing to do today, in theory.
Nothing to do today, in theory. Who told us that?
Now, can you bring us back to the tradition of Nullag na Mann, when it was first observed?
Well, I suppose I can only go by what I observed. It was very strong in the community here. And I grew up with, my father was a farmer and my mother ran the house and ran the money and the financial side of it, of the business. I have no memory of my mother downing tools and my father coming in from the cows and doing all the work. But what I do have a memory of, I think that's very much a modern day thing, that women donned tools and that they all ran out and celebrated. But what I do remember is a much gentler form where it was also Little Christmas or Small Christmas. It was the, I suppose, the bookend of Christmas. And we used to have a second Christmas dinner. So we'd gather around, we'd have another turkey or goose or maybe leg of lamb, but we had a turkey or a roast. And it was very much the end of Christmas. And during that dinner, Anson, my father, would, I suppose, acknowledge my mother's work. And there was also a saying, Nullag na Mann, Nullag an Bhá, which was Women's Christmas. Christmas without goodness.
It was the whole idea being that all that was left were the dregs of Christmas for that particular dinner, whereas the lads had a big slap up on the 25th.
They had the royal king's dinner on the 25th. But I suppose it was a more subtle thing, you know, that women, they gathered in each other's houses, they went to visit. What it is, they finished off the Christmas cake and they gathered for tea. They might have had a sherry or a whiskey. You know, it would have been pre bottles of wine and fine dinners and finery. But a very subtle thing of gathering together. And the Christmas tree was packed up. It was also the feast of the three kings. So the three kings would arrive at the crib. And the frankincense and the gold and the myrrh. And I suppose the time of Christmas, the time of Nullag na Mann, is also a time of the depth of winter, as we know at the moment, and a time of giving, a time of care. And that was very much my feeling of Nullag na Mann when, as a child, that it was a great honouring of women and the role that they played. And there's also, I suppose, that has changed now as women's roles have changed and women have a lot more independence now and they have their own careers and they can work independently outside of the home and they celebrate.
I'm wondering, whether the commercial opportunities of Nullag na Mann are being seized by hotels.
Of course they are.
Yeah. What's happening in Dingle? Are there women's dinners, women's afternoon teas?
Well, I suppose all over Kerry, all over Ireland, and I presume the social media has driven this, you know. Social media has driven that. It gives the impression that our parents and grandparents and all have been, you know, donning tools and that the men have taken over on the day. But it's simpler and it's deeper than that. It was an acknowledgement of it. An acknowledgement of it. There's a huge amount of work done to, bring about Christmas in any house. And even when I think back of my own Christmas when we were younger, there was a lot of pressure on people to create something out of nothing or create something out of very little. Whereas Nollaig na Mann, and I know the Christmas dinner we had for small Christmas for Nollaig na Mann, there's a lot less pressure. You know, the whole Christmas is over with, so it's a lot more relaxed. And there's also that time of renewal. I think everybody's itching now to get the tree out and get on with the new 2025. So we have this beautiful time where we have been in our house. I mean, the last few days, I didn't know it was day or night or what day it was. I spent my whole time saying, what day is it now? You know, getting up at 7:15 this morning was quite alarming, considering we've been getting later and later all Christmas for school. So that feeling of renewal. So
now you are the Dingle Druid, and I'm wondering, right. You know the way people trace back Christmas to the midwinter festival. You know, we have the shortest day of the year, and everybody needed something to brighten up their spirits at that low point in the length of the day, and so on. I'm wondering, is there anything associated with druidic times that leads us to the 6th of January having a significance?
Yes, it is. I suppose it's in the Nordic traditions and spreading across, there's the wassailing. And I suppose that's something that since my daughter was born, I do. So tonight is something that we do, where we light candles and we go out to the apple trees and we bring out some hot spiced apple, and we pour them in honouring to the ground, and we'll walk the boundaries and just, you know, I suppose Mother Earth is the great mother, and that gives us our food and our shelter and our water. So we'll do an honouring of that before we go for dinner, before we have dinner tonight in-house. And it's that feeling of just being honouring to the earth. Pre-Christian times, winter solstice was the rebirth of the sun. And then with Christianity, you know, our Jesus was the birth of our Saviour. So, and in many different countries around the world, they honour it in different ways. You know, the Three Kings today is a huge celebration across many countries as well. But it all comes from the honouring of the rebirth, the honouring of hope, the honouring of, in this time of deep hibernation, in this time of deep dreaming, in this time where, you know, we're indoors a lot, we've got the fire down, and that winter warm, but yet we're moving forward. So the 6th would be the bookend to moving forward. Lollibreed is only 3 weeks away. You know, the first of spring is just around the corner. Adaptives are just about to come out.
There are all sorts of traditions I read about, for example, that you take down all the Christmas decorations on the 7th, which would be tomorrow, but you leave the holly up, and then you use that in the fire on Pancake Tuesday to cook the pancakes. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Yes, yes, I suppose. Well, I hold fire rituals here all the time in Dingle, so I would always keep the ashes of the old fire and use them in the next fire. So the next fire will be Lollibreed, St. Bridget's Day. And I would also burn a little bit of holly on the Bridget's fire. And on the Pancake Tuesday, it would be association with Bridget's fire. I would bring it forward to there.
Well, a question from a listener. How can it be Women's Christmas today? Sure, haven't all the women in the country been partying nonstop since Halloween?
Have they?
I think the single women, perhaps, and not so much those.
I think life is a very busy thing, and partying nonstop isn't part of my life. But I know that rituals, celebration, and honouring the ancestors, honouring the time of the year that we're in, honouring that, you know, from every day now, the days are going to grow in length. So, you know, that lovely phrase that we say, when we say, you know, there's a stretch in the evenings. Well, Pat, the stretch is about to come. The stretch is about to come. And tonight when we celebrate, no matter where you're celebrating, if you're in or out, or if it's as simple as someone coming over and having a cup of tea, I suppose every time women gather, there's a magic in the sisterhood. There's a magic in honouring that. And I suppose the role of the care and the love that's put into homes. So for me, this is Christmas, you know, It's the honouring of nature. It's the honouring of humanity. This day last year, we would have had a big fire ceremony for the people in the Holy Land in Palestine. And I suppose there's, you know, I was very aware over Christmas of, especially with the cold here, how, you know, we have the magic of electricity and heating systems and those that are less fortunate. So this will always be connected with the any gathering, and the connection of Christmas is the heart of humanity.
Julie, and thank you very much for joining us. Julie Niamh Waelonen, who is the Dingle Druid. Thank you very much. Kev has been on. Isn't today Hansel Monday too? My mum always gave us a shiny new coin on Hansel Monday. Well, Hansel Monday is celebrated in Scotland, the first Monday of the year, and the idea is that gifts are exchanged, and in Kev's case, a shiny new coin, which I'm sure was well received.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.